The Jews wanted to make them, that is the Gentiles, he wanted to make them Jews as well as Christians after they've been baptized. That they got to keep the law of Moses. And this goes against the full concept of freedom in Jesus. You know what I've learned about people? People are not satisfied to just let people be Christians. They want them to be their kind of Christians. Robert Shelley, in his one of his articles on unity, he began to play this out, talking about the conversation going on as they were discussing this thing in Acts chapter 15. He says, can you hear the prejudiced comments? This from Rubel's side. If you do not do what I do, if you don't look like I look, if you don't dress like I dress, if you don't think like I think, if you don't vote like I vote, something is wrong with you. He says, can't you hear the debate? But everybody knows that people are happier and better off with people like themselves. Leave people to their own choices and they will pick their own kind. He said, can't you hear the debate? Why, you know, we've never socialized or gone to school with those people, so why should we include them in our churches? They don't sing the way we do. They get so animated in their worship that it will scare our people to death. So he just goes on. That's from Rubel's side. He said, you know, they go on and say, well, you know, we can never have another potluck dinner because we don't even eat the same kind of foods. We don't eat chitlins. Can you hear some nervous father say, you know, the very idea of disrupting the unity of the church of God over this sort of forced merging of races is unnatural? The next thing you know, our children will be dating one another and marrying one another. Who would want that? You know, you can't make me believe there's anything sane about this. It's outrageous. He says, don't you hear him say? Spreading the gospel in diverse circumstances and a variety of cultures create new challenges. We have no clear precedents for handling them. We don't even have a common vocabulary with which to discuss them. We speak English and they speak in Bionic. That's my interpretation. Things quickly get out of control. And oh yeah, that is the greatest fear of all. We don't like things out of control, out of our control. That's Rubel's side. Let me give you the African-American side. Those folk don't really want to be united with us. Anyway, they sing with no life. They're just so dead. None responsive to the good news when it's preached. They don't even say amen out loud. Anyway, there's just so much water under the bridge to reconcile now. Anyway, you know, we're happy with religious segregation. Lynn Anderson said it well. It's a wonder if God doesn't open up the earth and swallow all of us.